Facing increasing scrutiny over violent content on its platform, Facebook has announced that it'll make a series of changes in the way it defines terrorism and links to extremist organisations. The company drew global criticism when its network was used by the Christchurch killer to broadcast his crimes. And Facebook has announced its changes a day before its executives are due to appear before a US Senate committee investigating the spread of hate speech on social networks. One of the changes will see the company redirect people who search for extremist material to intervention programs, as Rachel Mealy reports.
The horrifying attacks in Christchurch forced Facebook into a new era.
There has been a mass shooting in New Zealand, in Christchurch. It's just taken place in the last hour.
The killer had used the Facebook platform to live stream the murder of 51 people. Now it's released its policies for combating extremism and hate on its site. Dan Angus is an associate professor of digital communication at QUT.
I would frame this as Facebook trying to do the right thing in the eyes of their massive consumer base, in the eyes of the political establishment as well. They're under immense scrutiny and pressure at the moment to kind of do something. This is not the worst thing they've come up with. It's actually, I think, a multifaceted approach, which is fairly welcome. But time will tell whether it actually will work.
Facebook will take a multi-pronged approach to combat hate speech and extremism, increasing both technology and staff to more closely monitor content. Dr. Angus says increasing scrutiny should have the right effect.
I think some of these moves are fairly well thought out and could actually go some way to combating some more of the kind of the really bad examples of kind of hate speech and abuse that we see online on the platform. Many others, I guess, will comment as to whether they think it goes far enough. But yes, certainly I think most of us would see this as a kind of a preemptive move against any kind of regulation that might be imposed from the outside in.
Facebook users who search for extremist content online will be redirected to other websites which help people to leave hate groups. Dan Angus says the available research points to this kind of intervention having the right effect.
Most of the evidence I've read suggests this does work. Actually, you know, at a certain point, there's no places left for people to inhabit. And so actually what it does is it can be an effective strategy to kind of break up these communities and kind of deplatform them and try and perhaps reintegrate them into more kind of mainstream discourses.
Matt Quinn is the CEO of the website Exit Australia. It will partner with Facebook in Australia in the quest to turn people off the extremist path.
The purpose of the redirection is so that if they search certain keywords, they will then be redirected to our website, and then they can look around our website, have a look at the videos, have a look at the resources that are available to them, maybe possibly see different perspectives, and then they can contact us if they wish.
He says there's been a steady stream in Australia of people using Facebook to share extremist ideas.
Look, it's actually, pretty much everything. Just from general hate speech to people like making actual direct threats to people looking at organising terrorism. So, everything's on there. It's basically, I guess, like in the old days, people would go to parties and talk to their friends about it, but now people go online and talk about it.
That's Matt Quinn, the CEO of Exit Australia. Rachel Mealy reporting.